So God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to fellowship. We've just had a wonderful Skype fellowship, and people are being encouraged and inspired, and faith has risen up. And I was asked about healing and how to manifest that healing. And no, God has filled each believer that's born again of his spirit with his spirit, which is power from on high. And each believer, every single believer within the body of Christ without exception, can minister with the power of God. And it's through the preaching of the word, it's through declaring God's word that faith comes. And when faith comes to someone, then they can be in a position to receive what God has made available in Jesus Christ. And my teaching tonight, we can call it the authority of the believer, because I was speaking to another believer yesterday, and we were talking about the fires going on in Portugal, the fires going on in California. And, you know, believers can rise up and they can command for God, you know, for that to stop. They need to use their authority. A lot of people in the body of Christ know they have authority but don't use it, or don't know how to use it. And there's a lot of people that don't know that they have authority. They know that they can pray. Or some people don't know that they need to use the authority that God has given them in Christ with their words, that they command the situation. And all of us are empowered. We've been given the ministry of the word of ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile God, people back to God, whether that's to become born again, whether that's in their heart, mind and emotions or body. We can reconcile that wholeness to people. And Jesus Christ has already accomplished the healing. It's already a done deal. So we're enforcing whatever the devil's done or put onto someone with sickness, disease or devil spirits, we're enforcing the power of God and putting the things right where it should be. And the believers have such great authority that we need to start operating in it. We need to start recognizing who we are daily claiming who we are in Christ, daily claiming our position in Christ. I want you to go to Romans chapter 5, and we're going to go to the scriptures, and we need to see what the word says about this. There's many more scriptures I could use, but for time's sake, I've just kept this teaching very short. So if you've got your Bibles, go to Romans chapter 5, and we're reading verse 17. And it says in there, "For if by one man's offense death reigned," this is talking about Adam. So because of the disobedience of Adam, okay, and he was disobedient, then sin, sickness, death, everything come into the world, he transferred the power and gave it to the adversary through his disobedience. Okay, so death reigned from that time through the fall of Adam and Eve. And it says, "For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which received an abundance of grace," the favor of God, "and of the gift of righteousness," right standing with God, "shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ." See, every believer should reign in this life by one, Jesus Christ. This word reign means to rule. A believer is supposed to rule in this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We're citizens with God, right? We've been bought with a price. God has broken down the middle wall of partition. Okay, he's made it available that we can draw on his resources and that we can use his authority in this earth. So even though we're on this earth, this earth is like a colony. Like Gibraltar is a colony of England. If I was to go to Gibraltar, I'll have all the same rights in Gibraltar that I've got in England. All the rights we've got in heaven, we have here on earth. And it's up to us to find out what they are so we can legally know what's ours, we can legally know what to stand on, and we can legally know how to use that authority. And so we're to rule and reign in this life. And I was talking to the believer about these fires, and he said, "Is there anyone in those areas believing? Is there anyone in those areas commanding?" And I said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "But I do know believers in those areas, and I could call them and encourage them." I mean, I expect people are praying for these fires to go out. I don't know if anyone's commanding, if anyone's asking, you know, commanding the weather to rain on those fires. We have that authority. We've just got to believe it. And people might think you're crazy when you sound that way, but if you, once you start to recognize the authority you've been given, then you can start to operate in it. And then I woke up this morning, and you know, the first thing coming to my mind, I was praying to God, and the first thing coming up to my mind was, believers are putting up with far too much rubbish. We're putting up with far too much rubbish. We're putting up with stuff that we don't need to put up with. We're putting up with sickness, we're putting up with black, we're putting up with divisions, we're putting up with the stuff that's going on in this world. And if we start to recognize who we truly are, that we can have such an effect in the areas that we live, in the countries that we live, and we can change the things that are happening. Like if you look in America, you guys know it better than me, with all this division going on and all these people stirring up hatred, anger, and all this kind of stuff. Man, we need to start standing up and declaring this stuff out. These are devil spirits. See, we don't have authority over people, but we have authority over devil spirits. And these devil spirits work in people through the words from the systems of this world, through the people that are stirring the hatred up behind the scenes. And we need to take a stand. Every believer can do this. Every individual, if you know who you are in Christ, you need to start doing this. You need to start saying what you want and not what you're seeing. We can pray, but see, God has given all authority to Jesus Christ in heaven and in earth. And he's delegated that to us. Jesus Christ has delegated that to the believers. So we're the ones who got to do something about it. You know, instead of sitting around praying all day, we need to start using our authority. Now, we do pray, okay, and we can ask God what to pray for. We can ask God what to command. We can use that authority, and God goes to work based upon the words that we release. That's why we're to say what we want, not what we see. And we are to enforce the power of God in this world. We're to be the shining lights. That's how we shine out in this world. Like, if you think, a police person, someone that controls the traffic, when those big trucks are coming along, they've got no power to stop those trucks. But when they put their hand up, what happens? The truck stops. Why? Because the truck driver knows the authority of the person putting their hand up. They know that's the law, right? And devil spirits act in the same way. They have to obey us. And we've got to stop putting up with stuff, guys. Okay, we are more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. You are of God, little children, it says in 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And you can have what you say, and I've been practicing my confession. I've been saying what God says. I've been talking to my finances. I've been talking to my situation, and things are happening. Things are drastically changed. Okay, so if you want to reign in this life by one Jesus Christ, we need to know that we are seated in Christ at God's right hand. Jesus Christ, he's the risen Lord and has authority over everything and has been given that authority, and he's given it to us, okay? So we have power and we have authority, and we need to use it. We need to put it into operation, and it's by our words. We need to build our heart with God's word. We need to know what God says about these things. It's your birthright, okay, that you are seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. You have great authority in the name of Jesus Christ. See, we have authority in the name of Jesus Christ. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess, right? When you're challenged with a situation, use your authority. Use that name of Jesus Christ. Believe that when you use that name, things are happening. Things are changing. And you know, this is so strong in my heart, and I'm not putting up with any of the rubbish no more, and nor should you. Don't put up with your situations no more. We don't have to put up with roadblocks. Jesus Christ smashed every barrier down. Anything that's hindering you, like this driving license, that is a barrier which should not be there, and it's gonna go. We use it. We say what we want. We thank God that is already a done deal. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What we're believing for, we believe we've already got it. Then you're going to manifest it. And then we hold to that with our confession. We don't accept any other thing. We don't accept any other words or what the circumstance is saying. Now, let's have a look at the name of Jesus Christ, because the name of Jesus Christ is a power with an impact in itself. You have great authority in that name. Let's start to use the name of Jesus Christ. This is our power of attorney. We need to use it. And with faith. And we need to start commanding some things. Okay, God wants you to command these obstacles in your life out. You speak to that mountain. You tell it to be removed. You tell it to be cast into the sea. Take your position as sons and daughters of God, because you are mighty, you are powerful. Okay, let's look at Philippians 2:9. It says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, Jesus Christ, and given him a name which is above every name. Lack, poverty, lack of jobs, no work. All those names are under the feet of Jesus Christ. Sickness, disease, AIDS, cancer, diabetes. All these are names which are under the name of Jesus Christ. They're under his feet and they're also under your feet. We need to believe what God says to us. We need to get our heads in the Word to know what the Word of God says to us. Okay, we need to have some knowledge. And a knowledge of God's word. And it's the wisdom of God and the Spirit of God that opens up the understanding of that word to you. God says, my people need to rise up. Like, that was in my mind this morning. So big, so powerful. Verse 10 says that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. See, devils will try to manipulate you through your circumstances. They'll tell you you can't do this. They'll tell you that what I'm saying is crazy. Well, listen, they're liars. Satan is a liar and the father of it. Satan comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. And he uses his devil spirits to do that. To put things in front of you to get your faith to become low. And we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. The just shall live by faith. Okay, God wants you to enlarge your vision of who you are. And what happens in India can happen in our local areas, can happen in our countries when we take a stand and we take no rubbish. And we're not going to take it anymore. You can take authority in your areas. You can command the spirit of drug dealers out of your area. The gun violence you command out. There's spirits that are affecting the people in this world. Okay, like I said, we don't have authority over people, but we have authority over devil spirits. They're under our feet. They are dogs without teeth. And God wants you to know this. And God wants you to enforce it and remind yourself of these truths. You know, a lot of people know the truths I'm sharing right now. But do you constantly claim who you are every day in Christ? Do you claim that you are righteous, you're justified, you're sanctified, you're redeemed? That you have a right to healing. You have a right to deliverance. You have a right to abundance. Okay, you can have access. You can walk into the job that you want. And see, the adversary will get you to think on your circumstances. He wants to bring your faith so to the ground. He wants to crush you. He wants to sift you as wheat. We've seen this with Peter, when Satan desired for Peter to sift him as wheat in the mind. Okay? But Jesus said, I pray for you that your believing fail not. And so we need to pray for one another that our believing rise up, and we rise up with the word, and we rise up to who we are. Acts chapter 3, verse 6, we see this. So, Jesus Christ, he was crucified, he was buried, God raised him from the dead. On the day of Pentecost, he sent Holy Spirit, right? And they were filled with power, born again of the Spirit of God. Acts 3:6 says, then Peter said, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. Acts 3:6. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. See, there's this guy, he was laid at the gate, beautiful temple, and he was begging for money, and he had faith to receive something. Peter and John, they received revelation from God because they had Holy Spirit in them, God was working with them and showing them that this guy had faith to receive. And then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. I haven't got that to give you. But such as I have, give I thee. What did they have? They had the gift of Holy Spirit. They had the power of God in them. And it was up to them to release it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He told the guy what he needed to do. And the guy done it. He responded. And the guy leapt up and he leaped up praising God and he entered into the temple. That same day, 5,000 souls were added to the church through one healing. Acts 4:10 says, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified. See the boldness? We need to be bold in this day and time. The adversary's bold, we need to be bolder, because we have got the spirit of boldness. We've got Christ in us, the hope of glory, whom God raised from the dead. Even by him, by Jesus Christ, does this man stand before you whole. Talking about the guy that he just ministered healing to. It was by Jesus Christ. It wasn't by Peter or John's power, but it was the power of God infested in them that they used. They had to use it. If they didn't have to use it, then God would have healed them long ago, right? We got the power. We got the authority. It's been entrusted to us. We have to use our authority. That's over fire, over weather conditions. Okay, we need to say what we want. And we need to stop allowing the adversary to dictate to our life through circumstances, because we are not circumstances controlled. Everything is received through faith and the promises of God's word and through our confession. Acts 8:12 says, but when they believed Philip's preaching, see, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, and Philip was an evangelist and he preached the word. The things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both man and woman. We need to declare Christ risen. He was buried. He was risen from the dead. He ascended. He's now seated at the right hand side of God. Okay, we preach Christ to people. Acts 9:27. But Barnabas took him, talking about Saul, and brought him. Don't forget, Saul got converted on the road to Damascus. And or the Apostle Paul. And don't forget, he was terrorizing the church. But Jesus Christ had to confront him. He says, you know, why are you persecuting me? See, anyone that persecutes you is persecuting Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is touched with the feelings of your infirmity. He knows what you go through. And he don't like it. That's why we've got the authority to do something about it. He's delegated that to us. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto him how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how that he preached boldly. Paul preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. It wasn't in his authority he went. He went in the authority of God and Jesus Christ. Acts 16:18 says, and this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned around and said to the spirit that was working in this woman, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of her the same hour. We have the same authority, guys. The same authority Paul used, we have that same authority. I want to go to Colossians chapter 3 and in verse 17. And we're exhorted here. This is addressed to us. It says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And then 2 Thessalonians 1:2 says, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and in him, according to the grace of God and the Lord Jesus Christ. See, when we operate in the power of God, we're giving glory to God and the Lord Jesus Christ. His name is being glorified, that people recognize. They stop when we use that name with faith, when we preach in his name. We've got authority. We need to understand, okay, we share the same authority that God gave to Jesus Christ. Authority, that authority is delegated power. It's been delegated to you to use. Its value depends upon the force behind the user. God himself is the power behind our authority. The devil and his forces are obligated to recognize your authority. When you start knowing who you are in Christ and the authority you've been given and the name of Jesus Christ, when you start realizing who you are as a son and daughter of God and start using it, spirits have to obey you. They have to obey. At the name of Jesus Christ, they have to obey. And when you understand that and you start to operate that way, then you'll start to see great things happen. And don't forget, it's the birthright of every believer okay, that we are seated together with Christ at God's right hand. You are seated at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. So we need to understand this authority and who we are in Christ. We need to understand it. And when we truly understand the power of God is backing us up, then we'll move. And we'll see more and more that we'll want to exercise this authority. We won't put up with the stuff that comes against us. And we don't need to. We don't need to let the circumstances make us afraid. We don't need to let the violence in this world make us afraid. Because God is fighting in our corner. Okay, he can send his ministering spirits, his angels, to protect us in situations. It's happened for many people that have stood for God. Okay, so we need to take our position every day. Say it out of your mouth and don't take any crap from the devil. It's your legal right to live and move freely in Christ. So when you wake up and want to say, Father, I thank you, I'm seated at your right hand side in Christ Jesus. I thank you that that right hand side is authority. And I thank you that I'm ruling and reigning as king by one Jesus Christ. And I believe who I am. I believe who you say I am above what anybody else says, above my feelings and my emotions, above what's going on, Father. I know I'm a son of you with power, joint an heir to you and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 2, we look at verse 10, it says, for we, that's you and me, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We need to thank God for the good works that he has given us and before ordained that we should walk in them. You tell Satan, tell him to get his hands off your work that God has given you to do, because he's got no right to interfere with the work that he's given you to do, the ministry that he's given you to function in. He's got no right over your abundance. He's got no right over your health. He's got no right in your relationships or to meddle in any of your affairs. And we need to tell him to take a hike. You tell him, because you have that authority. And God wants you to use it. You need to put God to work by releasing what God says about who you are and using that authority. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through to 14 says this. Who? God. Hath. This is past tense. Hath puts it in the past tense. Hath delivered us from the powers of darkness and hath translated or transported us into the kingdom of his dear son. See, we're at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus, and Satan has no authority over you. He has no jurisdiction over you, if you understand this. If you don't understand it, then he can take some authority there. But you need to take it back, because it's yours. And God wants you to really rise up in this and claim your rights every day. Thank God for your seated position every day. Tell Satan to get off your work, to get off your finances, to get out of your relationships. Claim God's protection around your comings and goings. Declare that you're blessed when you lie down, when you rise up, when you come in, when you go out. In verse 14 of Colossians, it says, of Colossians 1, is in verse 14, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Okay, so we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. They overcome him by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. Everything is based upon Jesus Christ shedding his blood for us. Okay, he paid a price for it. And God, we're God's treasures. He watches over us, guys, but he's saying, guys, I've given you the authority. You need to take your authority and you need to use your authority. You need to use the name of Jesus Christ. See, we are what God says we are. And it's in the name of Jesus Christ we have what God says we have. We rule and reign by one Jesus Christ. So let's take our authority and use that authority. Let's have a look at Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verse 19 says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom. This is Jesus talking to the disciples. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Listen, what you say goes in the name of Jesus Christ. What you declare goes. What you loose on earth is bound in heaven. And what you bind in heaven is loosed on earth. So let's manifest the God in Christ in us, because God wants us to do this. He wants us to realize who we truly, truly are, that we do have great authority, we do have great power, and that He wants us to use it. He wants us to exert it. And there's so many hindrances in the sense of how the enemy works. He works through the way of the senses. So when we look at the stuff that's going on, like in our health or in our finances and our work situations, or we look at these fires and what's going on in different countries with the weather conditions, you know, people are losing their lives, you know, and it's not caused from the true God. The God of this world, whether someone started those fires or whether the adversary started the fires through the elements, okay, we can take a command over that. We need to command rain to come. Didn't Elijah pray for it not to rain for 3 years? And then after that, he prayed for it to rain. We've got authority, guys. We just need to remind ourselves of the power of God. And by understanding who we are, and by moving legally in our position, then we can see great things happen. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says this, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." You can't fight the spiritual battle with your carnal mind. You can't even fight with your biblical knowledge mind. Okay, it's got to be inspired of God. It's got to be God inspiring you and open up His scriptures to you, the understanding. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Where are the strongholds in your life? Take a look. Now start pulling them down by using your authority, by knowing who you are, by knowing what's yours. God has given us all things freely to enjoy, guys. Okay, God is our sun. He's our shield. There's no good thing that He will withhold from us when we walk uprightly, when we understand who we are, when we understand our position. We don't have to put up with crap. And we need to start claiming our countries back from the hand of the enemy in the areas of drink, in the areas of drugs, in the areas of sex, in the areas of political corruption. We can claim it back. And we can pray for it, but we need to start commanding. We need to start commanding devil spirits that have far too long manipulated people to bring this chaos in. Like I said, we don't have authority over people, but we have authority over spirits. And when we start recognizing that, then we need to start moving in that. Okay, so now this is being fed to you, right? My job is to feed whoever's going to listen. And then you need to take it in. You need to receive it with meekness, retain it with conviction, then release it with the conviction of doing it. When you start to do what you're encouraged, you're going to see results. You know, for years as a believer, you know, I'll just be honest here, for years as a believer, I used to have loads of knowledge, but I never used to practice it. I may have done some of it, obviously, because I was getting results, but to really walk in the power and authority that God had given me, I never really done it. It wasn't until I started going to India that I started to see that I needed to use what God has given me. God has equipped each and every one of us. He's equipped the body of Christ. It's as the body of Christ, as we move together, that we move powerfully in force together. We can move powerfully as individuals, but we need to move together. That's why there's so much division, because the adversary is causing division through wrong doctrine, wrong teaching, through jealousies, through the senses. People that are always in a division with one another is because they're still walking by their senses, and they need to reckon that old man dead, and we need to start rising up with the body of Christ. We need to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. See, there is a unity that God set up. We're the ones to keep it. So there's a part we play with the authority, releasing God's authority. There's a part we play. There's something that we have to do. We need to renew our minds. In other words, we decide to walk by the Word and the Spirit of God, and then our minds is being renewed as we move. Okay, so we got to remember there's an unseen realm, and you can't see the unseen realm with your physical eyes. Okay, you see the unseen realm through the spirit of eye, through the spiritual eyes. And so God can give you word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discern the spirits of what's going on, where you are. He can give you the wisdom of how to move. He can give you specific information in your situations. Okay? And we can really start to change things. And God wants us to do that. The darker it gets, the brighter we should be shining. We shouldn't succumb to the darkness. We shouldn't succumb to pressure, political pressure, things like, you know, stuff with the ISIS and all this stuff, and homosexuals and lesbians and all these things. God has given us a voice to use to reach out to these people, not to condemn them, but where we can preach the word in Christ to them, we should do. We need to get the right mindset, and God really wants his people to rise up, and he's rising up those that are listening, those that are humble, okay, and those that are not going to judge people that are talking this way. You know, we need to come back to the word. What does the word say? Let's start recognizing who we are. Let's have a look at Ephesians chapter 1. If you take your Bibles and go to Ephesians chapter 1. And we'll read verse 15. And so Paul was talking to the guys at Ephesus. Now Ephesus, the book of Ephesians is addressed to those that were at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. It's addressed to the body of Christ. And is addressed to us today. And Paul says, look, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints. So faith and love work together, right? Not division and strife and envy. Faith and love needs to be activated in us. 16. Cease not. He says, look, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. This was a prayer of Paul for the church. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We need God's spirit to give us that, his wisdom, his revelation, his unveiling of his truth in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That, or the, eyes of your understanding being enlightened, is the spirit of God that enlightens your understandings to the truths of the word of God, of who you are, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, which is the Christ in you, the hope of glory. And it's for us to manifest and walk in that power. Verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of what? His power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him, Jesus Christ, at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and mights and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also that which is to come. Every power and authority of the enemy's kingdom is under the feet of Jesus Christ, and hath put all things under his, Jesus Christ's feet, and gave him to be the head over all the things to the church. See, we need to be connected to the head, Jesus Christ, and he needs our body so he can move with power. And it's through us he moves. We're the ones to operate in that power. He backs us up as we move. Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Let's go to Colossians 2:15. And it says in there, and having spoilt principalities and powers, he, Christ, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. His death, his burial and resurrection, he triumphed over them and showed them. See, God wants all the believers to be enlightened. The truth of the authority of the believer, you will never understand the authority of the believer with your intellect alone. So we need to get that spiritual revelation of it. And that's what Paul was praying, that we get the revelation of the power that God has given us for us to walk in and to operate in. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And it says in verse 1, and you, you put your name right there, and you Amy, and you Bambi, and you Scott, and you Prasanna, and you Bruce and Cindy, and Marie, and Chrissy, and Kim Hiley, and Alan, and Jack, and Becky, and Jason, and Kim, and me. It says, and you have he quickened, who were dead. You see, he's already done it. He says, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past you walked according to the courses of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. That's Satan, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. There's another dimension. We got this earthly realm that we live in. Then there's the spiritual realm of devil spirits. Those devil spirits will work in people, the kings of the earth, and we have authority over them, and we need to walk in this authority, among whom verse 3. Among whom also we all had our conversation or behavior in times past. Before we were born again, we acted like the world because we were in the world under the authority of Satan. Before you got born again, you was under the authority of Satan. So he could dictate your life. He could take from your life. But now you've got the Spirit of God and you can't do that. But see, a lot of believers are having their life dictate because they don't know this. And we need to let people know. We need to understand who we are. We need to understand what God has done in Christ. Among whom also we had our behavior in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, our wonderful Heavenly Father, El Shaddai, Jehovah, Elohim, who is rich in mercy. He's rich in it. He's not lacking in mercy. He's rich in it. For his great love, wherewith he loved us, you are loved, even when you were dead in sins. Look, the guys that are still lost in this world, your drug dealers, your pimps, your mafia, your rapists, all these type of people, right? They are loved, okay? Okay, what first name? For his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. And now here we go to the great part. We just read in chapter 1 that Jesus Christ was raised and seated together. And it says, and have raised us up together, that's with Christ, and have made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. You are, your authority and where your seated position is at the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus. The right hand side of God is authority, and it's been given to you to use. God's waiting on you guys. He's waiting on the church to realize who they are. There are people, many people, that do know who they are in Christ. There are people that are operating and being led by the Spirit of God and operating the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. But we can all do it, and we all need to do it. We all need to believe to do it. It's all done by faith. The just shall live by faith. And it says, verse 7, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. Okay, so we need to remember that we share the throne where Christ is sitting. We share it with Christ. And we also have his authority. Okay? So it's time for us to start using our authority in Christ. We need to know who we are now. And this is why I'm sharing this. Okay, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. So we need to be strong in the Lord. We need to be strong. Turn your music off, Al.
Sorry, that was my fault.
Oh, whoever it was. Okay, so we need to be strong in the Lord. We need to be strong in who we are in Christ. We need to be strong in walking by the Spirit. We need to be strong in ministering the power of God. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally, my brethren, this is what Paul was saying to the church at Ephesus. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, not in your strength, not in your might, not in your wisdom, not in your power, and in the power of his might. He doesn't want you to work it out in your own self, right? Put on the whole armor, all the resources of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. It's going to take every resource that God has given you in Christ to stand against the wiles. And the wiles is a Greek word, methodia, and it means methods. The adversary has his methods and his devices and how he uses them. He's a slippery snake, and he's crafty, and he's had years to perfect his craft. We need to be humble to God. And we need to be wise as serpent and harmless as doves. We don't need to take any rubbish. No more rubbish we need to take. And it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness from on high. Okay, that's what we wrestle against. That's what we're up against. These spirits work in people. They manipulate situations. And when we're not aware or when we're not awake, they can manipulate it against us. It says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. See, our job is to stand, no matter what's going on. It says in the Word of God, it says in two places, James 4, 7 says, resist the devil, where you resist him in the mind, and he will flee from you. It doesn't say how long you got to resist, but it says resist. It says the same in 1 Peter 5:9. Okay, we're to resist. So in other words, you don't cave in to the pressure of what you may be facing. The pressure of no finances. The pressure of a prevailing or a continuing sickness. The pressure of bad relationship. You don't have to put up with it. You make the change. Say what you want, not what you see. Use your authority. Speak to the mountain. Speak to the problem. You can change it. We can change it with God when we know who we are. Verse 14 says, stand therefore having your loins girt about with truth. Okay, the loins is the midsection of the body that if your loins are out of joint, you're not going to be able to stand. And this is the part of the mind where we make commitments with God to stand upon the word and not back down. And it says, and have your loins girt about with truth, the truth of who you are in Christ, the truth of the authority of what you have, the truth of who you are as sons and daughters of the Most High God, with Christ being in you, reigning and ruling. And having on the breastplate of righteousness, breastplate covers the heart. That's where believing comes from. Satan is after your faith. He's after your joy. He wants to stir you up emotionally. He wants to get you out of shape so you can't believe God for the things that you need, which he's already given to us, and we receive it by faith. And it says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. This is our offense. Okay, feet refers to the action part of our minds where we can move with the word of God. Okay, so we need to be preaching the word. That's our, we need to release the word. It's the entrance of word that gives light. Verse 16, glad to know you pulled the chain. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Alright, so when you're getting bombarded with negatives, with the continual lies of the enemy, you say what God says. Al, you need to mute your mic, mate. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in all ways with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We need to pray for one another. We need to be on guard at all times. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly. And that's what we all need to do, open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, the good news concerning Jesus Christ, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. We all ought to speak the word of God, whether we're ministering, whether we're preaching, whether we're witnessing, or whether we're confessing it in our own lives. That is what we need to release. That's why we need to know what the word says and learn what the word says and learn who we are. Colossians 2, we'll finish off here now, and I finish. Colossians 2, verses 12 to 15. It says, buried with him, Jesus Christ, in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who have raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him. When God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, he raised you from the dead, right? Having forgiven all your trespasses, blotting out the handwritings of all that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. There's no more sin consciousness, guys. And having spoilt principalities and powers, he, Jesus Christ, made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. We need to act with the authority God has given us in Christ. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in this world. Let's take a stand. Let's start commanding. Let's start using our authority. We need to learn to practice saying what God says rather than our circumstances and situation. The adversary wants to confuse you, but God is not the author of confusion. He's the God of peace, as in all the churches of the saints. You have authority. Okay, you need to use that authority. You need to command and talk to the mountain. If it's healing, if it's sickness in someone's body, you talk to that sickness. If it's finances, you tell the devil to get off your finances. He's got no right to hinder you. It's your right. He's got no affairs in your life, only the where you allow him to come in through your lack of faith or through your ignorance of the word. That's why we need to know what the word says, and we need to encourage one another daily. So that's what I wanted to share. You're more than super conquerors. You're blessed. And God will always cause you to triumph. It's his power he's given to us to operate. We need to use it. And we use it through knowing who we are, believing it in our hearts, and speaking to those problems, commanding, taking authority back. Because the adversary has no right to take any of your authority from you, or even to bug you in your daily living. Tell him to take a hike and keep moving, regardless of how you feel or whatever's going on. So that's what I wanted to encourage you, and God bless your hearts.